All right, man, let's get it started, man. We ain't gonna waste too much time, man. We got a lot of things to talk about here on the A Squared Podcast. Welcome, everybody, to the A Squared Podcast. I am DJ A-Rod alongside my brother, as always, Cornbread, Antonio, a.k.a. Cornbread. This is episode 184 of the A Squared Podcast, and we're here today, man. I'm happy to have everybody here. Thank y'all for joining us. Antonio, my brother, how are you?
What up, world, man? Hey, we here, man. We living, man. We got I know we got a packed show, some things to talk about from last week. And then this week coming up, Thanksgiving coming up. I know we talked about putting up a Christmas tree. When was the timeline from that? Yeah. So check out our last episode. We talked a little bit about that. So don't be a psychopath and put up a tree as soon as Halloween over, bro. Don't do that. Don't be that person, man.
Don't do that.
But it's great, man. DJ, talk to me, man. What's up, bro?
It's the holiday season, man. I'm excited. Baby girl's birth. My son's birthday passed first, 16. Definitely shout out to him. Baby girl's birthday coming up. We got the birthday party this Sunday. It's going to be great. But Antonio, I have to start with the 8th anniversary of the wedding, my wedding, and what we did. It was a crazy wedding. But it was a good one. It was a great one. Listen, I want to tell everybody about, I want to tell somebody some stories. For those of you who may or may not have been to Denver, we chose to go to Denver because we didn't want to do the same thing that everybody always do. Everybody always wants to go to the beach. You know, everybody wants to go down to Mexico or California, whether Bahamas. It's Florida, Bahamas. Yeah, all that stuff, man. We wanted to go someplace that I've been, but, I didn't do all the things when I was there. So we chose Denver. We both love mountains. We both love views and whatnot. So we went to Denver, man. And a couple of things I will say. Number one, Colorado is not talked about. You never hear people talk about Colorado unless they're talking about the Broncos or the Nuggets. And in recent years, we just starting to talk about the Nuggets because they just won for the first time in their franchise history.
Or the skiing. I think I hear
you hear about Aspen, but when you hear about Aspen, the thought of Aspen is you got to have that money.
Yeah.
So therefore,
that's why you went. Yeah.
That's why you went.
It makes sense. That's why you went.
No,
that's
it don't.
Yeah. It makes sense.
It don't. But so we went. We had a mountain view. In our room, it was beautiful. Hey, bro, I went raw this whole trip. Meaning, what I mean by that is I had plans and I didn't have plans. So it was like, hey, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah, clean that up. Clean that up.
I'm going to figure this out.
Because it's like, text.
It was one of those situations where it was like, okay, you can do these excursions or whatever, call a tourist, a tour guide and do all this stuff, right? I said, I'm not doing none of that. We're going to get there. We're going to chill for the first day, and then I will rent a car for us to drive to the mountains ourselves. You know, we'll drive to the Rocky Mountains ourselves. So that way we get the full experience and we don't have to keep stopping with a group of people. And then all the people saying the same thing they do every time you go on a tour, Antonio, where are you guys from and what are you doing? And you're celebrating. We don't want to do that, bro. So I said, surprise is we're going to rent this car, get sandwiches, snacks, whatever we want to get, and we're just going to drive it.
Right.
And so we're at a hotel. I rent the car. We take off. We drive it. I want to tell people who are driving to the Rocky Mountains a couple of things. Number one, I need you to understand what MapQuest was back in 2000. That's what I need you to understand.
What? That was clutch.
What that means is that you need to get on the internet and print out directions to wherever you go and learn and understand what a map is.
Right.
We're driving up. Everything is perfect. GPS tell us, hey, go right here, go left here, go straight here, 10 miles, da da da, all that cool. I looked to my left. I said, what? I said, damn, somebody's dog is loose. This is crazy. Somebody's dog just trotting down the street. She said, I don't think that's a dog. I said, no, it's a husky. Look at him. She said, no, he ain't got no collar on. I don't think that's it. Took a picture. Look at my phone. It's a coyote running down the highway, bro. I said, yeah, we here. I said, yeah, we here, man. Yeah. Look to the right. We saw elks, you know, the most beautiful scenery I've seen. I've seen a lot, you know, but mountains in the wilderness is just different. It is one point that we were up there and I had to say, you hear that? And she was like, what? And I'm like, nothing. You don't hear a thing. The further up we got, it got cold, bro. It was 74 degrees when we left the hotel. When we got to the mountains, it was like 28 cold. And you could hear the wind before it hit you. I've never seen anything like or felt anything like it. But it was incredible. Incredible views. Like I said, the animals that were out there just living. You know what I mean? And people were going up to camp overnight for a few nights and stuff like that. We saw families up there. You know, I ain't for none of that, bro. But
damn, why not?
I ain't care. Camp for me is no go. Camp for me is no go. I'm not staying. If I can hear the wind coming from a mile away, imagine what you can hear coming from 20 feet. I don't want to hear no. I know the bears are hibernating, but I don't know what else out there, bro. I'm not.
Come on, man. You gotta live life, bro.
I lived enough. I'm gonna tell you where my live ended. My live ended when we got back in the car and I said hotel, and it said no signal, no bars.
Oh.
I said, wait a minute. No, it led us here now. It said offline maps. So when you leave, it downloads the map to wherever you're going, but it ain't say shit. Download the US. I said, oh no, bro, this is not good. This is not good.
Damn.
My goal was to leave the mountains by like 2:30, between 2:30 and 3:30, right? That way we can get back. It take about 2 hours. We'd be back by 5:36. Sun's going down. We good.
Right.
Once I seen it say no LTE, it said no service, it said dot, dot, dot.
700.
Hey, I said, hey, this, we not good. We are not good. She said, oh, no, we good. I know directions. I know left and right. I said, that's cool, but I'm the man. I'm trying to, let me just, which way does your shit say to go? Because I don't know where we are. She said, just go here, go here, go here.
Yeah.
So we made it, but we also stopped by what's the name of the hotel in Eskard Park? I can't remember the name of it, but it's the movie The Shining. So we stopped at she was talking about this hotel. It was on the way back home, or back to our hotel. So we stopped there. It was amazing. They showed us the original key that the director and everybody made. Who made that movie? Antonio, I can't remember. Stephen King. Mm-hmm. So they showed us there's only two original keys to that hotel. And his room 217, is booked up 365 days a year, bro.
I bet it is.
That one room from the movie. And so that was a piece of history also. But yeah, just the mountains, the views, the quietness, us just eating out there and relaxing. You just forget about life. You forget about struggles, stresses, you know, whatever it is. You're just up there and you're just enjoying the time. And I thought that was an amazing time. And then once we got around a little bit, you know, a little bit away, I would say like maybe driving down maybe 15 minutes, we stopped at another national park and then we were able to catch some Wi-Fi, which helped us not have to look at the actual map. But hey, To the people out there, please, I am begging y'all, if, especially young people, understand and learn what a map is, because you never know when you're going to need it. We know. We've done it. Right, Antonio? You done it. I've done it.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
We didn't have GPS.
And this is when, hey, if you don't know where you lost, turn down the radio. That's a fact. The radio ain't got shit to do with it, but it got everything to do with it. Hey, stop talking.
I need to make this left or this right. I put the heat on one. Hey, the radio was off.
Facts.
And I was, you gotta concentrate, bro. You gotta concentrate. Yeah.
So to the listeners out there, like I said, the new people who just joined us on the live streams, appreciate that. We live on Facebook as well. Aaron was talking about his 8-year anniversary with him and his wife in Colorado. So what's some it might be some people out there where that's their bucket list, right? So like what's a I guess what's a good thing to do when you're out there, and then what have you seen that you shouldn't do? I don't know if people might go there for shopping and they shouldn't shop or what. You know, what's some something bad that they can learn from?
I will say number one, don't I understand that people would like a guide and people to take them up to the mountains, but we're talking about $190 per person for a full trip. The rental car that we did was $50 and we did it at our own pace. I think that that was more, I love that more than I would have just sitting in a bus. That's number one. Number two, you got to go to, if you're going through, if you're going to Denver during the NBA season, you have to go to the Nuggets game. Let me explain to y'all. They was loud from beginning to the end. We saw them play the Warriors, and I talked to a couple of people there, and they were like, no, this is not like just because they're playing the Warriors. Like, we show up. We're here. Like, this is our team. The Avalanche is our team. The Broncos is our team. This is what we have. So we show up and we pack these arenas. And if I tell you, they are loud. They are loud. You got to catch a game there. And man, y'all got to hit them dispensaries, bro. It's one of the first places that had, you know, legal cannabis, whether you want to certain drinks that you can drink that relaxes you, whether you want, you know, your regular trees, if you're into that, or whether you're into edibles or whatever. But the food also in Colorado is unmatched. I mean, the brunch is amazing. Food, the food there is amazing.
No, you said the food is unmatched. I don't know. No, bro. What you mean, bro?
So from where I have been, and I've been around.
So what are you comparing it to? Because, I mean, this is a great topic. New Orleans is my number one, bro.
For me.
In the States.
Okay, all right. So I'll put it to you like this. I'm not a seafood person. So if you love seafood, San Francisco and New Orleans is where you need to be.
Okay.
If you like all different types of beef, whether you like regular steak, whether you like ribs, whatever you like they're the steakhouses that they have, obviously there's Ruth Chris, obviously, but there's other places that you can go. And then there's other like brunch places. I'll name them in the description that where we went. But I'll just say we ate good. That's what I will say. And usually when I go somewhere, I like to eat what the town eats. I don't like to go to the same stuff. We're not going to Papa John's. We're not going to, you know, pizza, none of that stuff. But I like to eat what the town eats. And it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Well, we got some people, you know, commenting. So Javier says, happy anniversary, DJ. Many blessings to you and your wife. Celebrating your marriage today, tomorrow, and always. And then Matrix talking about they was loud, I guess, when you went to the basketball game. So we do got people writing in. Make sure y'all do that. And let us know, in the States, we're going to keep it a rule. In the States, United States, what's the top city with the top food, man? You know, let us know some different choices. So.
And I would say before we even went, I asked so many people, like, yo, y'all been to Denver? You been to Colorado? And everybody's like, Colorado? Like, you know, they were kind of like that. And then I had some people say, yeah, I've been there. We stayed in, you know, some cabins and things like that. But the difference between the downtown area and staying in the cabins, yes, you have access to food, but it's not the it's not the same type of food that you get from the city. It's the standard stuff. You understand? So there was a lot of differences. So it was awesome. It was awesome. I would thoroughly recommend it to anybody, especially you know, if you're celebrating anything and you want to just see beautiful God made, you know, earth, bro. Like it's unmatched.
I mean, I'm sure, like I said, Oklahoma or Wyoming's out there, North and South Dakotas. I'm sure all those is beautiful, man. So we got a couple people said New Orleans, Seattle. So it's some different food options, man. So
yeah, definitely.
Is that it, DJ?
Yeah, that's all I have, man. The trip was absolutely great.
Happy anniversary too, man.
Shout out to the Denver Nuggets, man. They put on a show. And the one final thing I will say, for those of you who know me, I am a Los Angeles Laker fan, bro. This is who I am. It is what it is. I don't care what nobody got to say. But I'm going to say this. I've been to a Laker game before, and they told me Anthony Davis had 31 points, 10 rebounds, and and 4 blocks. I watched Anthony Davis get 8 points of them 31 that he said that he had. They said he had. I watched the Joker score 30 plus points, 13 rebounds, and blocks with zero highlights. And he scored every bit of them points. I promise you. I ain't never seen anything like it. Antonio, zero highlights. All it was like bucket.
You a beast.
Bucket. That's it. He didn't smile. He didn't give no high fives. He left the arena, and I'll say shout out to Steph Curry because he was the first one on the court and the first one on the court during pregames and the last person leaving the court during pregames. He was shaking hands, taking pictures, doing everything, doing all this stuff. Like it was that's the type of stuff I enjoy. It looks like he truly and thoroughly enjoys what he does for a living. So that's dope.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to switch topics a little bit where it's getting towards the end of the year. And I think this year I said I was going to give a Person of the Year award, right?
Yep.
So I'm rounding out the list. All right. I found a fifth person to make this list. So our candidates, and I'll tell you what the fifth person did on the next episode. All right. The candidates for this year's Person of the Year. So you have an individual whose mom was diagnosed with cancer for 2 years. So he grew out his hair so that when she started chemo and everything, he shaved it off and she had a wig, right? We talked about that.
Yep.
I think that's amazing. So he's on the list. We had, I think, a 15 or 16-year-old this year who got accepted to every college in the university. Yeah. I mean, every college in the USA, right?
Right, right.
And that's amazing. So he made the list. You had the soccer player who duped his girlfriend and said she tried to leave him and take half of his, you know, he was married and she tried to take half. He a professional and all this.
Yeah.
He said, no bueno, no bueno, no mas. He put all of his assets in his mom name. So technically she owed him money when they got divorced. I said that he got to go dirty, on the list. That's crispy. Fourth person is the Alabama swimmer. Remember they were fighting in that Alabama brawl?
The kids swam
from the boat into the dock and helped them fight. I said, he got to make the list.
He got it.
And the fifth person that rounds out this list for Person of the Year is my sister.
Uh-oh. I love it.
My sister made the list. She did something very honorable, something that I can't, like I can't even with words say how much we appreciated it. And I'm going to say what that is next week.
Okay.
Got to save it for next week, but just know the list is out there. So that's the top five. Let me know what y'all think of those. And then, like I said, next week I'll say what that fifth thing was and what she did. And then I don't know, we're going to put it to the people, I guess, put it to the people on who they feel like, you know, stepped up this year. Cause there's been a lot of, F-boy stuff out there.
Thanks.
Jada Pickett is retired as the number one F person.
Her jersey in the rafter.
She retired and made the Hall of Fame all in the same day. Immediately.
That is a fact.
Immediately.
That is man. A fact.
So I just wanted to talk about that. So my sister is getting married this weekend, bro. So
nice. I love it. Man.
She gets married Friday. So I'm going to head home Thursday and we got the recital or reception and all that stuff. Or recital for what is it? What is it called? Is it reception?
Reception.
Reception.
You said recital.
Bro.
What's wrong with you,
that.
Bro?
Hey, don't worry about that.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Got the reception and the walkthrough and everything. So that should be good. And then Friday's game day. So I hit up her husband. His name's, well, I ain't going to say his name. Because, you're going to say, there's people out here, bro. These people crazy. But hit him up, make sure he was all right. And he was like, he said, yeah, man, just a little nervous, but I'm ready. I said, hey, man, that's good. That's normal.
That's life, bro.
But,
yeah.
But when we got the family together, ain't nothing going to stop us. So he's excited. Right. I'm excited, man. So I'm in the wedding. So we'll see how it goes, bro. But
nice.
That's my week, man. You got anything planned for the pre Thanksgiving? Uh-oh.
Let's stop talking, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, y'all. It's time for us to get to the money right now. We ready? Yeah, Antonio, you ready?
Yes, rap career's done.
Yes, sir. They say he's falling off, he need another hit. Yeah. Career's done, he need another hit. Listen. We like to welcome y'all to the podcast you probably never heard of. It don't even matter because it's the best one out. This the A-Squared Podcast, y'all. We talk a lot about music. We talk a lot about business. We talk a lot about all kinds of things on this podcast. There is no limit.
Life.
Ain't no limit. We talk about things we don't like, but today we talk about things we like.
Facts.
Antonio, Jeezy did another one, bro.
So this Bachelor Jeezy?
This is new.
This Bachelor Jeezy?
This Unbachelor. This is the Unbachelor, bro. Let me explain to y'all something. I know that music is, you know, whether you love some, you don't love some. Some is for you, some is not for you. I want to talk to you, Antonio, about artists from that have longevity today. There are a lot of artists that we love, and we don't have to say their names or anything like that.
Right.
But there's a lot of artists that we love, and then their catalog is unmatched, right?
Agree.
But the consistency and longevity and the growth sets certain people apart from others. This is why I wanted to talk to you today about Jeezy. Because I've seen the growth from him musically and as a person too, but musically we've watched him and we've heard him from the beginning, bro. And again, I don't want to throw shade on anybody else that came up, you know what I'm saying? In that era or whatever, everybody's doing their thing and everybody's doing, you know, what they got to do, but it's different when I'm listening to his last album, which was Snowfall. You know what I'm saying? I listened to Snowfall. Him and Drama got back together. And I'm like, man, this is it's dope. I'm listening to the album, I believe Prior, where he's talking about, you know, his mindset, his building, his legacy, his ownership and property and things like that. And I'm just like, there are some artists, Antonio, that can do this forever if they want to do it. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that get stuck in the same musical, you know what I'm saying, limit. It's like they're limited. Even though they're growing in other aspects, they're limited in their verbiage, their vocabulary, their growth, all of it is limited. And I want to say shout out to Jeezy, man. I might forgive, I don't forget. It's nothing but excellence to me. The beats are excellent. The lyrics are great. And it literally, like, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, man, he making me want to figure out how to get some acres, bro. You making me.
Yeah.
That's I, and good. I mean, this is the way, how I feel. What about you?
Yeah. So shout out to Jeezy. He's one of those artists where I was wrong about.
Hmm.
So the first time I heard Rick Ross, you know, Hustlin', Hustlin', right? That was his first song he came out. the first few lyrics of Rick Ross, I heard 22s. I'm wearing 22s. We in room 222. I said, he ain't gonna make it. this is ass. He ain't gonna make it, bro. This is terrible lyrics, bro. He ain't gonna make it. But then that first album is classic, Port of Miami. Then he just keep going.
So can't be mad at it.
Part of that longevity that you talk about, right? Mm-hmm. So Jeezy, first album, fire. But I said it's the same content.
Yep.
It's about 17 a key. That's it. Just selling that cocaína. I said he ain't going to make it. He going to make it maybe two albums. Yeah. Maybe he'll get with Kanye was hot at that time. Maybe he'll get with Kanye, do one of those or like a Pharrell beat or something like that. Yep. You know, that was the time, Neptunes. But he ain't going to make it. And he has, man. He's withstanding the time, man. So shout out to him. And it's good to see these are people who came out when we was in high school, bro.
Man.
Like high school.
He went through the trap music, literally, these are people that survived all that trap era. You know, I mean, we're talking about legends.
Right.
We talking about through Lil Jon and the East Side Boys and the things that they was doing. We talking about the Duffel Bag Boy. We talking about, he out there with Wayne. Yeah. He out there with Tip, like you said, Tip. He's out there with Gucci, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, not only is he picking out the correct beats, because sometimes that'd be the problem too. You know what I'm saying? We get stuck or you're not picking out certain beats that will catch with the people, you know what I mean? But it's literally it feels strategic to me. It feels like kind of how Hove is. Like Hove keeps, you know, going up, you know what I'm saying? Like, and speaking about things that it's like the growth, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, are you going to grow up or not, bro? Are you still busting guns, bro? Stop doing that. Like,
yeah, I agree.
We've grown. So I want to say shout out to Jeezy. It is an excellent album. And I'm happy with music right now, man. We got Chris Brown just dropped.
You about to get another rape case or something.
No, that's not him, bro. That's Trey Songz, bro. You got the wrong people. See what I'm saying? It's you people that's doing that, bro. It's you people. Also, I don't know if you heard this, but I guess the album between, I think I mentioned it last week. It was Wayne. And 2 Chainz got an album coming out.
Yeah, Titty Boy. Yeah.
And 50 Cent is narrating the album. I listened to the trailer to it. It sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see that because I like 2 Chainz. I like 2 Chainz. Obviously, Wayne is Wayne. I mean, but yeah, I like where music is, man. We got the youth where they doing their thing. And then we got our people who are sustaining the greatness. You know,
I'm excited for the fourth quarter. Like I said, remember Drake was supposed to drop and he did drop and everybody hate that shit, bro. So I don't know, but I think he's going to clean it up with him and his J. Cole tour.
He's not going to do it. Stop doing that. It's y'all are the problem, Antonio. Y'all keep saying he's going to clean it up.
He's going to clean it up with Cole. Cole going to get him right.
No, he's not, bro. Cole can't help Drake.
Cole finna help him, man.
Only thing he can do is cook him. He can cook him the track.
He gonna do that. That's a fact. That's a fact. I got some exciting news, man. The past couple week or two, man.
What you got?
It's really good for me. So the listeners out there, man, make sure y'all subscribe to Cornbread Movie Review, man.
Yes, sir.
But the writer's strike, man. Writers and actor strike is over, man. So have you been keeping up with a DJ a little bit? Or because I can. For the listeners, I'm gonna go over kind of the bullet points of some of the issues, man.
I'm not mad about what I'm gonna say, but if I have to watch Beverly Hills Cop 2 one more time, and that's my favorite one.
That's a good one.
It's my favorite one. Yeah. If I got it one more time, bro, I'm gonna know it. I'm gonna bring a brown bag right here.
Axel Foley? What?
I'm gonna bring the brown bag with 2 10s.
Yeah.
And say, hey.
Yeah.
Boosie got killed doing some shit like this.
Yeah, no, that's a classic. But
I'm excited.
So the writer strike and what is it? Writers and actors strike is over. I think they signed a 3-year deal, so we'll probably deal with this again in 3 years.
And as soon as I seen that, I was on YouTube. I see it on the news. I'm watching it live stream. I'm excited about it. I back out. It said released 1 minute ago, Planet of the Apes, the trailer. I said, oh, let's go. So, you know, I get excited about the trailers, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, I'm very excited.
So I'll give the both perspectives on the writers and the actors and what they felt their plights were, and then kind of what some of the, I guess, adjustments they're going to do. Right. So let's start with writers. You got to think, man, TV has changed, bro.
Yeah,
TV has changed. Streaming changed everything. So if you look at TV, you look at like Fresh Prince, the first season be like 30 episodes, right? Yeah. Remember like all this, all those like the Grey's Anatomies and all those things used to be a Law and Order, 22 episodes every season.
And I still watch them.
Every season, right?
I still
and they
watch
got, and they got a million seasons.
Yeah.
So that's how TV used to be. So those writers, that's 22 checks. Right. And that's seasons. That's from damn near half. Like one season was like half a year. Right. Yeah. They'll play once a week and then like they'll take a break, go to half and then take another break and then play the rest of the season. So if you're a writer on those shows, that's 22 checks.
Right.
Easy work. Thank you. And I can write on this show and another show. Right. Streaming. That shit is 6, 8, 10 episodes. Streaming. Right.
And it's unlimited. It's unlimited.
So you looking at it like, bro, I can't sustain off of half of my work.
Correct.
That's one issue, right? Just the workload. All right. And with business inflation, all that, people cutting back.
Yeah.
I got 30 writers, even though my show is number one, I got 30 writers. Can I get number one with 15 writers now?
Mm.
Oh, shit. I cut out half of them and I still got number one?
Yeah.
Let's try 7 writers now. Or Aaron, you write me the general script and me as the director, I'll figure out the rest.
Mm.
So now you only got, let's say, paid that one lump sum, but I did 7 episodes based off of what you gave me, right? So they start getting cut out on deals like that as writers. So that was an issue. Also, what is it called when you get paid later? Like
the net 90s and
no, it's
what do you, salaries.
No, when they play the episodes over and over and over,
residual.
It's like residual, income, but whatever. Y'all know what? Hey, y'all out here, y'all know what we're talking about. Come on, man,
y'all know
we're crazy. Podcast, bro. Stop playing with me, bro. I'm gonna think of it later, but yeah, those checks is different.
Yeah,
because now when they replay those episodes of season one, that's 24 episodes. I get that money.
Right,
I get that check later. Streaming, you get
syndicated. Yeah, syndicated. Shout out to Javier. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When you stream that, they pay you one time that somebody played it.
Right.
One check. Right. Now it's getting played a million times. One check. So those writers was getting screwed, bro. Yeah. Right. So that was what the writers are talking about. Now the actors. This room is paying extras, right? All right. You got Denzel Washington. You got, I don't know, Halle Berry and 15 mm-hmm. other extras. Now there's a thing called AI. We got Denzel Washington, Halle Berry, and the rest of y'all is green screen, bro. We don't.
Yeah.
For what? We don't need all y'all. And they even wrote in the new collective bargaining agreement with them is if Aaron dies, you can't finish the scenes with Aaron and just put CGI or it has to be approved, bro. Like, so they were doing little shady stuff like that, right?
Right.
So I'm happy
but
for the writers.
Is it really, I would ask you, is it really shady? Because if we go back and we look in history and the history of movies and TVs and things, we can only go back so far to ask so many people how they felt about extras, how they felt about I'm Harrison Ford. I can do all these, you know what I'm saying, maneuvers and things like that. And they're like, no, you don't have to do that. We'll get a stunt man to do this, so mm-hmm. on and so forth. Like, that was the evolution then. So I think, is it really screwed or is it evolution?
Different from an extra is what I'm saying. Like, that's,
okay.
If you go back and see who were the stars now, but they were extras back then, like even like a Jennifer Lopez, she was a dancer. Did they really need that? But it's more like eye candy. But it's like, if we could CGI this thing, now we ain't got to pay J-Lo. And you don't know where J-Lo, you know, where she started and to who she's at now. So it's just taking out like the opportunities. I think that's what it is, right?
And I think that's the problem. I think that's the problem I have with a couple of friends of mine. I have a couple of friends of mine who refuse to go through the self-checkout. They refuse to do self-checkout because they feel like if they start doing that, it's going to take away the jobs of the people that are checking people out and bagging up the stuff. But it's the convenience, because if I see it's a hella long line right here, or I got a couple of things I can bing, 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 and be out. For me, I'm like, it's convenient. I'm out of here. And for them, they would rather sit, you know what I'm saying, and worry about that. So I think it's
a slippery slope, because now even the writers have in there with the AI. If you use AI, you pay us more, right? So actually the incentive is to pay us because we're cheaper. Because, you know, this computer, you could go to whatever website you need to and write me a script for Game of Thrones season 8. I don't know. And it'll produce it. 5 seconds.
Right.
Now that's taking all that money away. And okay, I benefit as the company, but it's like you're losing that human element, right? And
that's true.
Talking to the actors and writing different scripts and stuff like that. So it's over. Like I said, I benefit because I do movie and TV show reviews. The beginning of the year might be straight, but towards the middle it's going to get ugly because all these movies were delayed for what, 3 or 4 months, man. So the longest strike in history for us, for writers and actors, is over. So we'll see. They're going back to work in the fourth quarter, man. So I was excited about that, DJ.
I'm excited too, man. You know, I love movies. I love shows. And, you know, we pay all this money for these streaming services. So it's like, I'm excited to see our seasons continue. I'm excited to see people get back to work, and I'm excited for these new movies, man. So,
and Hulu and Disney are merging, bro. I saw that they're gonna merge, I think, in March next year. So, hey, don't shoot the messenger, bro. Disney been going up, bro. I got Disney the first day it came out, they're like $7.99 or $5.99, whatever it was. That shit, goddamn, $19.99, dog, for Disney.
Hey, Disney.
Crazy, bro.
Hey,
crazy.
Disney. Disney.
Talk to him.
You got us. You fucking got us. Listen, I'm going back to DVDs, bro. Y'all are not finna keep putting our stuff on that we love and being like, oh, yeah, you can watch all the X-Men. You can watch all the events. I got it. I got it from here. This weekend, bro. I need a new DVD player. My DVD player is cooked. It's not good, cuz.
Is it Blu-ray or old DVD?
No, I got the Xbox downstairs, actually. I can pull the Xbox out now. I can go back to Blu-ray. Either way, nonetheless, I'm going back to DVDs, bro. I might have to go back to VHS, bro. Y'all not finna keep doing this to me. And y'all movie, you know me, Antonio, I'm Team Marvel. They got me. They got me. After the Avengers, after Thanos said, and then they came back and they beat him, they got me. They said, we got so much more for you. All you got to do is pay this premium. And I said, premium, done. So yeah, whatever. Glad they got it figured out. I'm still Team Marvel, but they better figure this shit out quickly. Antonio.
Talk to me.
Let's talk, bro. We got to talk about it, bro. I had a very interesting conversation during those Colorado Rocky trips, bro.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about poverty foods.
Poverty foods. Let's do
it. Poverty. You know where we came from.
What? Poverty foods. That's easy work.
You know where we came from.
I go to my favorites. What you want to talk about?
Let's go to some foods that you used to eat that is fire. Go ahead, just name some.
All right, so take a piece of bread.
Okay.
Toast it. Put sugar on that thing.
Ooh.
Eat that shit. Tell it.
What?
Sugar bread?
Hell no. Sugar bread.
Sugar bread? No. Hey, if you know, you know. All facts. All
right, I got a hood classic. Go ahead. I got a hood classic. You talking about bread.
Fact.
You take You take that white bread, put that bread on that, put that bread on that saucer. You said sugar. Put that syrup on there, fold it up. Oh, you got that syrup bread.
Syrup bread.
That syrup bread. Oh my God.
We got I got ramen noodles and tuna.
Ramen noodles and tuna?
What?
Bro, you a different breed. You're a different breed, bro.
Michelin chef. Go to Illinois State.
Hey.
Illinois State.
Hey.
Keep playing.
When we got them food stamps, and I do mean the dollars,
the real monopoly
money.
That's real food stamps, bro.
And mom said you can get whatever cereal you want. I turned down that aisle, and my eyes lit up, and I saw Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I got it, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now, here's the key though. You get the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now, she said whatever I wanted. So what I did was I went to the next aisle, which was the snack aisle, and I discovered something called a honey bun.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I was eating the Cinnamon Toast Crunch with the honey bun. Oh, my God. Cinnamon everywhere, bro.
That's why we had all these goddamn cavities, bro.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I do not care. And I'm finna really kill you with this one.
All right, go ahead.
I'm finna really kill you with this one. All I need, bro, is a slice of bologna in a saucepan.
Mm-hmm.
You go put it. I'm gonna tell y'all how to cook it.
All right, put
I got to tell
you. Do it right. Go. No. Go. Let me see if you do it right. I'm listening.
No. You put the bologna in the pan, bro. Let it start frying.
Okay.
Whew. I'm getting hungry right now, bro. Once the bubble come up, you got to get the crispy edges, bro.
The one with the red? The red? Like you peel it off?
Flossing with it. You let it boil up, and then you take and you split it down the middle. Oh, my God. Oh. Come on now. It don't get no better than the bologna. The fry, and then once you done, you take the red skin off, and then you eat the bologna. But because you want that extra excess meat, you floss the teeth with the red.
Hey, hold on. Let me talk to Aaron, bro. See what I'm saying? First off. And we ain't even mentioned Kool-Aid. We ain't mentioned none of that, man. So anyway, Aaron is the only child, bro. So it's not fair, bro. It's not fair. I'm the oldest of seven kids, dog. Your poverty was richer than my poverty, bro.
It's me,
your
bro.
Your poverty was richer, bro. It was richer. I don't like it. I don't like it, man. But no. It's some tales out there.
The salami, where you got to get the seed out of there. You got to get the seed out now. You got to get the seed out of there.
I'm going to tell you how much I was in the hood, bro. We had a old house. I think I told you this, Aaron. We had this old house. Had hella pigeons, bro. Hella pigeons. Like, just.
Okay.
They like goddamn cardinals. I'm like, damn, how many goddamn pigeons is there? Like, this shit. It's a whole beehive of pigeons. Man, had some little. Our next door neighbors spoke Espanol. They said, my friend.
Hello, hello.
You guys got pigeons? We said, yeah, what you mean? He said, we could take care of them. I said, shit.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that mean. I'm a little kid, but let me see. Take care of them. Thank you. Because they just shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
Baby, like, it's, they do. It's bad, they do. Bro. It's bad. Just please believe we didn't have no more pigeons no more.
They cooked them up.
Hey, tell me if I'm lying, bro.
Hey,
tell me if I'm lying.
Rice Krispies. You had to put a pound of sugar in the Rice Krispies, bro. And you had to eat them in 30 seconds.
And marshmallows, and then you had to spin it real quick.
Oh, my God. It was good. You had to hurry up. You had to hurry up, bro. You had to hurry up. And I will tell you this. My mom's was the queen of making burgers for after basketball camp.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to want to hit the McDonald's up, bro. We had that money.
Come you on. Mean, bro, McDonald's, bro, stop it. McDonald's no. back then? What?
It was 99, bro, but
69 cents for that big ass, like, sweet tea?
Come yeah, on, bro. Stop that's true. It. But stop she said, don't stop there. She said, you come home. I'm like, I got you. Listen, got home. Burgers was ready. We had the Wonder Bread. You remember what a Wonder Bread? Now, Wonder Bread ain't even around no more. We had the Wonder mm-hmm. Bread. Wonder Bread melt in your mouth. Oh, my God. Pause. Listen, you put the burger on the white bread. First of all, white bread, everything going white bread, bro.
Why is that? I only like wheat bread as a bro. I don't even eat white bread, bro.
You don't
like,
understand. What? You don't understand. Because white bread is the goat. White bread, hey, if you got a Polish sausage, white bread. You all you got a hot dog, white bread. You can't all you do gotta it. Do is angle it. All you gotta do is angle it. Can't now listen. It. Now listen. For the people that's out there, listen, I'm telling you, try the recipes we give you.
It's only three ingredients in everything we said, but it's
that's
fire.
It. You got meat,
fire,
bread,
water.
That's it. Hey, ketchup. If you got the meat or the ketchup, that's it. That's it.
That's
hey,
for rich people. Rich people got only, ketchup.
That's true. But nonetheless, ketchup or no ketchup, that white bread getting stuck to the roof of your mouth. That's a fact. That's a fact. You the only way to get it out is this. This is the only way to get the white bread out.
Yeah. Facts.
But yeah, that's poverty food, man. Tell us what you guys did with your poverty food, because there's so many, we can't get them all out tonight. But that's crazy. We was eating wild, bro.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to survive. It is what it is, man.
We do.
There was I guess it was a bet place this week, and it was, to me, it's blatant disrespect, bro, but we're gonna talk about it because certain people felt a different way, bro.
All right,
the bet was take the WNBA winners who are that loss
I already
Vegas
don't
Aces.
Like it. I already know where you're going with this
loss
shit, bro.
Vegas Aces. They just won back-to-back championships. They said, I bet I could take any state championship high school team and they'll beat them, bro.
What?
So, Maya, you want to give your opinion or you want to give my opinion first?
Go ahead, bro. The floor is yours. The floor is yours.
Blasphemy. First off, these are professional athletes, bro. Let's just get that out the table. I don't even know what sport. We could be talking about badminton. That's professional athletes. First, these are the best of the best. And not only do you have the best of the best, you have the best of the best who won back-to-back champions. Chips. Mm. In basketball. And you telling me that you could take any state boys basketball from high school and beat them? I call cap. I don't see it. Now, college on the other hand.
That's a little different.
That's a little different, right? But high school, no. These girls out here will give them crazy work, man. So yeah. I'm on the side of the WNBA women beating any high school championship team. I gotta.
Well,
see
that's the same. That's the same argument. That's the same argument that people would say. Take Alabama from a few years ago versus any of the worst NFL team.
Yeah.
And I still take the best NFL. I still take the worst NFL team because those are still the best of the best in the world.
For sure.
We're not talking about individuals here. If we're talking about individuals, there are a lot of, let's take the NBA, for example, college, whatever you want to do. There's a lot of people because college individuals, there are a lot of politics when it comes to professional sports. There's a lot of people that are out that are not in professional sports that could be, but based on their records, based on their college education, based on a lot of different things, they're not
injuries
able to,
all that stuff.
Whatever it is, they're not able to be in the professional, you know, in professional sport. But there's been times where we've seen casual people cook up NBA players at the Rucker. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason why the Rucker ain't really, you know what I'm saying? We've seen players come up like, yo, like our guy, we used to love And one was a
hot sauce. Skip to my Lou. Escalator, the professor.
Come on, bro. Like these guys were cooking. They actually influenced a lot of the players who started playing there. Because I don't think without like Skip to my Lou and like all those guys, the professor, there would be a Jason Williams that played in the NBA like that, you know, with that style of player. So yeah, there's people out there, but if you're talking about 5-on-5, come on, bro. Stop that.
These girls get buckets, bro. I don't understand it. If I had, bro, I say it like I ain't got a son, but if I had a kid and he want to learn how to play basketball, I'm letting him watch girls basketball all day.
Yeah.
Because it's pure fundamentals. Girls don't rely on athleticism, bro. They don't.
That's
true. They rely on coaching, fundamentals, and getting to the point, running the plays. Their IQ is there because they can't rely on their athleticism. Yeah. Find anybody from the hood. Dude could jump. He got a 42-inch vertical. He don't even know how to spell basketball.
And I say put him in the dunk contest and take these bums out the dunk contest.
Basketball. That's him. He don't even know what's going on. 40-inch vertical. Like, come on, bro. Stop it.
True. Hey, speaking of basketball, before we get up out of here, James Harden has been the talk of the town, bro.
Who is that?
All right. Well, for those of you who don't know it.
I don't.
He was a sixth man of the Thunder. He said, hey, cuz, get me up out of here, man. I'm a starter. What you talking about? Get me up out of here. Get me on a team, my own team. They said, damn, we got to break these guys up. Russ, KD, Harden. All right,
Ibaka, cool. All of them. Ibaka,
we'll break you up, bro. We'll send you to Houston. He said, all right, bet. Cook. Averaging 900 points a game, bro.
Cooked. MVP.
Nothing to show for it but the MVP. But that's cool. No problem. He cooked. Yeah. He said, hey. Oh, bro. Hey, I exhausted my strip clubs here, bro. I got to get the fuck out of here. They said, hey, what you mean you got to go? He said, no, I got to go. They said, no, you going to play? He said, no, watch this. I'm finna go eat everything and show up fat. Show up fat? He said, all right, man, we got you, bro. They trade you to Brooklyn. You go there with KD, Kyrie. He said, man, I'm on New York. It's too cold, bro. I got
to
go.
I like Kyrie.
Bro.
Remember him and Kyrie used to argue all the time.
No, I can't rock Kyrie. I got to go. They said, damn, man. Well, all right, bro. We'll take you across the bridge. You go over here to Philly. He said, I bet. Yeah, this is perfect. I got my old GM. I got one of the best players in the league. He going to get MVP. I'm leading the league in assists. Good. Oh, man. He don't speak enough English, bro. I got to go, bro. They said, what you mean you got to go? They said, no, man. I got to be in L.A. I just want to go home. I don't even know if that's home for him. But he said, I got to go home. They said, man, all right, bro. The NBA said, all right, bro. We're going to find a way to get you home, man. We got you. Just send you over here.
No, they said, we're going to send you to L.A. He said, L.A.? Oh, bet. Yeah. It's
the Clippers. It's the Clippers.
He didn't know. He didn't know it was the Clippers.
The Clippers was winning. Listen, you got Russell Westbrook playing great basketball. Kawhi Leonard not injured. Paul George not injured. All of them playing great together. James Harden gets there. Locker room. They say, hey, what up, James? Kawhi said, James Harden said, is that right? He said, I'm finna burn this shit to the ground, bro. Listen, Antonio, this shit is not working. Can you speak to, like, your opinion of, like, why these GMs, it's not, like, don't speak as just a players. Think of it as a GM.
It's not about winning, bro. This is about money. This is about money. You got to think. These people, the fans, I say these people, I'm one of them. These fans are sick of going to these games and these players ain't playing, bro. So why not? I got three of them now. One of them, I can guarantee one of them going to play. When you come see us.
And the NBA made a situation where
you got two, you got
to have one out there.
You got to have one
out there. If you got three, you got to have two.
Paul George and Kawhi are hurt 85% of the season every year.
That's true.
James Harden, he ain't hurt. He just hungry. Like, he just overweight. He just be overeating 85% of the time, bro.
He's not hurt. He's hungry.
He's hungry.
He's hungry for the wrong shit.
He's hangry, bro. He's hangry. So as a LA fan out there, they are at least going to see on the field or on their court one of those superstars. And at the end of the day, that's all they care about, bro. We got you in the seat. We got the butts. We got potential. They ain't won. They 0-4 with James Harden now. Like, they're terrible.
Five.
They got potential with them. I guarantee you, and that should be packed out. Almost sold out every time. That's what it's about.
I'm going to give you 50-50 on that. I agree and disagree.
Okay.
So, number one, I agree with you because the players put people in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that. What I will say is I think that when I look at Steve Ballmer, the owner of the of the Clippers, I think he really does want to win. Even though he'd be too hyped during the games, bro. I'd be like, bro, stop. Act like you've been here before, even though you haven't. You know. But I think he really does want that organization to win, which is why he put up the money. Mm-hmm. You know, to buy the organization, to place the players there to win in the situation that they was. Because the Lakers wasn't going nowhere. So it was like, this is a prime opportunity for this organization to win. I think that we as the fans have to understand two things. Number one, I'm putting this in perspective for the Colts, Lakers. We care. I care about the Lakers. No one player is bigger than the organization to me. Just like you would say for the Colts, correct?
That's 100%.
100%. I think that we've gotten to a point that we have to understand that the players don't think that way. The players have, the times have changed. They're not making $2,500 a game anymore. And with the, if you win a championship, you get 15. So back in the day, they was like, you get what, 20, 30,000 if you win? No, we blood, sweat, tear. I need that 30,000. That 30,000 going to take. They're making $28 million a year or more. Everybody ain't built in it to win. I think that that's what we ultimately have to understand. But that it messes up the dynamic because there are players that might be on those super teams that want to win. But Kawhi, he already got it, bro. He two rings.
Two MVPs.
Canada, two MVPs. He's done it. He has nothing to prove. Harden and cleaned up. Money after money after money. I don't want to hear about what he lost in Philly. You done cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Russ still laying. He playing every game, hurt or whatever. He's playing every single game. Paul George, I do believe that Paul George wants to win because he hasn't been in that conversation. Mm-hmm. But we gotta just be honest with each other. Come on, bro. Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma, do you look at them and you know they can play, right? They don't want to win. They don't want to win a championship. And I think that we have to understand it as fans that there are people that are out there that ain't necessarily playing to win. And I think that that's what we need to look at. So
I agree.
It's unfortunate, but it's fortunate for me as a Laker fan because I love to see the Clippers clip. I love to see it, bro.
Sure y'all like and subscribe to the channel. You're on Facebook watching us, make sure y'all like the video too, man. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the live interaction too, bro. That keeps us going, man. Any Thanksgiving plans, man, that's coming up?
Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, hogs, moths, you name it. That's what's going down, bro. That's what's going down. So I definitely am excited, man. It's a great time to get the family together and just enjoy. And this is just that time, man. Just, I would like to tell people out there, man, don't look at this as just, oh, this is the end of the year. Let's spend all this money and we got to do all the X, Y, and Z, man. Just take it as, you know, tomorrow's not promised. If this is an opportunity for you guys to get together as family, friends, just do it and just enjoy it. Because if we haven't told y'all anything on this podcast, tomorrow it really is not promised.
That's a fact.
And that's why I would say it.
That's a fact. I agree.
What about you?
Just chill. Like I said, got a couple potential plans, but Christmas is the big one this year. Like I said, I got most of my family coming to visit me. So gonna get that ball rolling and see how it goes. But Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, so I'm not going to overlook that, man. So I'm ready to chill, watch some football, and get to it. Get to it,
no
man.
Doubt. Yeah. So once again, please, guys, asquarepodcast.com. I am DJ A-Ron. That is Cornbread 1016. And until next time, Antonio, what do you always tell the people? Every episode, you tell the people the same thing. They got to learn. So you got to tell them again, bro.
And I don't even know what episode that was when I told them this. It was early. It was early, bro.
It was during our A-Square podcast review is what we called it.
It's like it was one or two episodes, like whatever.
The A-Square review.
We on 184. And I ain't lied to you one time. Facts. Keep your shoes by your feet, bro. I'm telling you, bro. It's real out here, bro. You got to be ready. You got to be ready, bro. That's it. That's it.
So with that being said, people, until next time, we appreciate all you people on Facebook for joining us, all the people that joined the app and everything like that, man. Keep it locked. And until next time, we are out of here, y'all. Peace.